This is Kaylin. I am reporting for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine today. I am talking with Lydia Flynn and Sarah Parisi. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself and what is going on with the College of St. Rose in the music department?
You can go first, Sarah, if you'd like.
Sure. So again, my name is Sarah. I'm 20 years old. I am a junior music education major at the College of St. Rose. And long story short, St. Rose is just not making decisions that really consider the student body as a whole and making a lot of cuts to the programs that they offer and affecting a lot of students in the process.
Any thoughts on this, Lydia?
Hi, I'm Lydia Flynn. I am sort of a junior. I'm going to be graduating after next semester. So I'm a music BA major. My major is being cut as well. I'm also a psych minor. And yeah, our majors are being cut without anyone really adhering to the student body as a whole. And just, yeah, it's been difficult for them to get to listen to us and actually, you know.
Is it the whole music department getting cut or is it just certain programs?
It's certain programs. It's like about 75%. So there's four music majors. There's BA, I'm music BA. Sarah is dead. Yeah. And then performance is also getting cut. And music industry. Music industry is the only surviving
music program.
Music program, yeah. And sure, it's great. That's surviving, but everything else is getting cut. And the music, specifically the music ed degree, is one of the first majors to be implemented by the college. It's about 100 years old, and they're cutting that. And it completely violates, you can check the mission statement on the St. Rose website. It's violating what the mission statement states about, you know, offering the liberal arts education and supporting the education of educators, future aspiring educators. And even with the music industry kids, they're going to be losing, because everything else is getting cut, like including general music classes, like music history, music theory, I'm going to say, except contemporary harmony, because that's what the music industry kids get. But big classes like those are going to be removed, and that's still going to impact their overall liberal ed, like education that was promised by the school, but kind of isn't at this point.
Yeah. So all of the majors in the music department work together very closely. We share a lot of faculty, we share a lot of resources, all of that. So cutting these majors not only harms, you know, the majors who are being cut, but it also does affect music industry. Because yes, the college said that they will make accommodations so that we can still get our degree and our classes, but it's not going to be taught by the professors that, you know, we all know and love and trust. So
exactly. And even so, even what Sarah was saying, we're such a close-knit group, and it's almost like we're kind of at each other, and not we're in a really difficult position where we're kind of split up, if that makes any sense. And there's been it's been not so great to our family as a whole, and it's been, you know, detrimental to the connections that we've made. And it's even more painful to see, at least from my standpoint, to see my professors that I've known for almost 3 years now lose their jobs that they've worked so hard for, some of them being here way long before than I was. Some of them worked in started working the late 90s, 96 I heard one of them worked there, and they're getting cut and they're fully tenured, and I'm close with a lot of them, and they've done so much for not just me but everybody and people before me. And yeah, not to mention there's so many music educators who come, not just educators but performers, who come out of the St. Rose music program, and it's going to be cut. And then, you know, where are the educators going to come from? Because everyone rely the community it's going to impact the community is what I'm trying to say. There's so many people who rely on this program when it comes to getting their music ed degrees, and where are we going to get our educators from to teach young kids music and inspire them? And more than just that, I'm not the educating person like Sarah is here, but I'm sure she can agree with me, right?
100%.
Yeah.
Just to budge in here.
Yeah, sorry.
The interview running. Why do you think the school cut the program, the music department programs? Or do you guys not know? Or
the college said that they cut it due to financial strain on the college. The college has been in debt since 2013, almost filed bankruptcy, I want to say in 2017, but I could be slightly wrong about that. It could be 2016. It's in that area. And they said that the only way to save the school would be to cut all of these programs so that they could continue having a college at all. However, they could have made so many different decisions and different cuts and different ways to save the same money that wouldn't have involved cutting such foundational programs at the college. And we've tried to tell them this and they just won't listen to us. They won't even hear us out.
Right. And I've even heard some other like college, like people who work with the college in different departments say that like, oh, like your program is small. It doesn't mean anything. No, we have like one of the largest programs, like as a whole. There's so many like music students that exist on campus. And I've even heard from a friend recently, like it's hard to like not even spot a music major. Like they're everywhere. We're a very big group. And yeah, we don't definitively know, like, I mean, yeah, with the financial stuff, but there's still a lot unsaid that we don't know about, and we want those answers and they won't give them to us at all.
That's crazy. I if I was a student, I'd want those answers. An optimistic world, do you think they would bring back the programs maybe in the far down the road future?
I would like to think so. I mean, even now we're fighting so hard to get it back because it obviously means the world to us. I mean, it's quite hard to see that future because it's such a bleak reality that we're living in, that we're going to be losing our so many people and teachers that are so close to us. Yeah, I mean, I hope that we can still I hope that we can still fight for it and have it back, and maybe, and you know, or at least like you said, down the road for it to come back, Sarah.
I think that they don't really see how big of an impact this is going to have on the school, because as Lydia said, like the music department makes up such a large part of the community. Like not only are we students, but almost like half of the RAs on campus are music majors. Like it's going to make a very large impact, and I don't think they're thinking about that. So I think after a couple years, they're really going to realize how much it's affecting the school in a negative way, and they might try to reverse it. But I sincerely think that with these cuts that St. Rose is making and the fact that they're not thinking about the outcomes of these decisions, St. Rose is going to crumble and fall within the next 5 years. There won't be a school to bring these majors back to.
Yeah, and to add, like, again, they're kind of violating the mission statement by cutting music out of a liberal arts school. And there are so many music majors that exist. And, you know, it may not bring as much money as other departments, but it's still a really big department that does bring in some cash. So I see it crumbling and falling too, to be frankly honest.
So to get this correct, the College of St. Rose is a predominantly music-based college.
Well, it's liberal arts.
Liberal arts, yes.
It is a liberal arts school. However, they are cutting every single art program that is offered at the college and yeah, all but one music program. So all that is going to be left are the majors that you can get at any school across the country.
That's crazy.
Everything that makes St. Rose unique is going to be gone, except for music industry. And I understand that music industry is their biggest program of music, and it brings in a lot of people and a lot of publicity. Julia Gargano graduated from the music industry program, and she went on to be on American Idol and brought in a lot of attention to the school. And I recognize that. However, part of the appeal of St. Rose is the broad array of majors that we have in each of these programs, and that's going to be gone. So right, while the school doesn't revolve around music as a whole, these arts programs do make up a very large portion of campus.
Will you guys continue at the college, or will you change what you're studying or go to another college?
I very heavily considered transferring. I almost did. I wasn't even sure that I was going to stay until this past month. And the only reason that I am staying and not transferring is because all of my credits will not transfer, and I will end up having to take an extra year of school, if not more, requiring me losing even more money. So it just in the long run wasn't worth it. I decided to overload credits instead to get out a little early if possible. However, yeah, I almost transferred, and I know a lot of people who are and or are switching their majors. So
as do I. There are a lot of younger people. I don't think we mentioned this either, but Sarah and I are technically like the least impacted out of all of the juniors and seniors are like the least impacted when it comes to like finishing our degree. But when it comes to the sophomores and juniors, yeah, sophomores and freshmen have a bit of a harder time. Like yeah, we graduate, but it may not be a possibility for them? Is that right? Okay.
Their degree is going to be drastically affected by these cuts, to the point where our own faculty has literally told us that we will not be getting the education that we are paying for and even recommended that they transfer. I even know music industry students who are transferring because they recognize how much these cuts are going to affect the music department as a whole, not just the ones that are being cut. So yeah, it's not ideal.
No, it's not.
Where can our listeners find info or help with the cause? Or
there is a petition going around. It's in my Instagram bio. If anyone wants to sign and, you know, help us, it's my Instagram at is Lydia is a nerd, LYDIA, all one word, lowercase. And yeah, you'll be able to find it in the bio and everything. There's a priceless, not worthless t-shirt being sold on Facebook. I don't really know what the link is to that. Do you know where it is, Sarah?
I do not know. I'm sure if you went onto Facebook and entered the hashtag Soul of St. Rose or anything along those lines, everything you would need to find would pop up.
Yeah, and there's even like a TikTok account on TikTok, and it's called Soul of St. Rose, and it's been sharing out the different TikToks that students have made. I think mine are on there too.
Is there anything that I didn't ask you specifically that you'd like to add to this interview?
Help us increase your voices. That's all I have to do. I want to really stress that. Please hear our voices. Please try and help us the best you can and sign the petition, because we need your support desperately. And Sarah?
I would also just like to point out that the Board of Trustees who made these decisions does not have a single musician or music advocate on their team. There was not a single person to stand up for the music or the arts on that team. And just like every other place you hear of across the world, or at least the United States, but I'm sure across the world, when cuts have to be made, the music and arts are the first to go. And it's not fair. And it really just shows that people don't value our art and they don't value us, even though we are an integral part to the world.
And actually I forgot the name of the college, but there was a college that was going through some financial deficits due to, the coronavirus and everything, but they were able to save their music department. They spared it because they knew how important it was. So, I mean, I could probably find the article to you and share it with you, Kaylin, but it's possible to save arts and to consider that. It is possible, and it's still super important.
Yes, I would agree. The arts are important. This has been Kaylin McPherson reporting for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. Today, I was talking with two students of the College of St. Rose, Lydia Flynn and Sarah Parisi. All the links that they talked about will be on our website. I'd like to thank you for joining me today. Very nice interview.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome.